Last week, state economic forecasters unveiled Florida's three-year financial outlook. The headline coming out of that hearing is next year's surplus. As state lawmakers get back to the difficult work of spending money, they'll have over $630 million to play with.
But that comes with two caveats. The first one you can see right here.
This is Amy Baker, the state's lead economist. She explains that although lawmakers have a nice surplus now, most of that money won't be returning in coming years. And if lawmakers were to use it all on recurring expenditures, they'd be in the red by next year.
And in fact, if your desire is not to go negative in any of the three-year plan, the maximum above and beyond the level that we've already anticipated that you can spend this year on recurring programs is $74 million.
To put that in perspective, the most recent budget was over $78 billion. Yes, that's with a B. And with only $74 million for new recurring projects, it might be a relatively quiet session. Here's Niceville Republican Senator Don Gates.
Thank you. Well, now, Mr. Chairman, I know why you felt it was not necessary for your subcommittees to meet this week. $74 million, we can handle that in 1 week.
For his part, Senate Budget Chair Tom Lee, a Republican from Brandon, says lawmakers need to begin looking for ways to make current programs more efficient.
We're not going to be able to continue doing the kinds of things we're doing with tax cuts and the cost drivers in government if we don't produce productivity gains and greater efficiencies. And we've done a wonderful job cutting taxes over the 20 years in and out I've been in the legislature, but we've had a harder time reforming the infrastructure.
But despite those projections, House and Senate leadership seem to be gearing up for another round of tax cuts. Senate President Andy Gardner has even put a number on it, $250 million. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.